I have Peter Armstrong here with me from LSD Kiteboarding. Hi, Peter.
Hi, thanks for having me here.
How did you come up with the name LSD?
Well, first of all, the LSD stands for Leitrim Sligo Donegal. The reason that we named that was because when we started kitesurfing, the people who we always kitesurfed with came from the general northwest area. So we thought it was a catchy name, and it seems to have stuck.
And how did you get involved in kitesurfing?
I started about 10 years ago with my cousin Eamon. We started just parakiting, then we moved into kite buggying, and then a few years later we started the kite surfing. So we've been kite surfing for about 10 years, yeah.
Can you tell me a bit about Sligo Adventure Hub?
So Sligo Adventure Hub is kind of an initiative that was set up by Volch Ireland around this time last year. Basically, the idea is to get all the adventure hubs, all the adventure tours and providers in and around Sligo working together to promote the area as a destination for adventure tourism. So Sligo is really one of the best places, I would say, in Ireland, definitely, and maybe even further abroad than that for sort of outdoor sports. There's kitesurfing, surfing, sailing, hill walking, all sorts of hiking, biking, canoeing. It can all be done around here, and it's just to try and get the Sligo name and the Sligo brand out there a little bit more.
And the event is called the Sligo Kitesurfing Festival, that's right, is it?
Yeah, we decided to give it quite a grand name, Sligo Kitesurfing Festival. So it's the third time we've hosted a festival, or hosted a kitesurfing event here in Sligo, and hopefully it'll be the biggest one yet.
So when and where is this one to be held?
We're hoping this one will be in Ross's Point on the 1st, 2nd and 3rd of May. The problem with kitesurfing is if the weather doesn't play ball, we might have to sort of move it or cancel it depending on the weather. So it's always a problem for us.
Yeah, you've got quite intricate details of the weather on the website as well. I saw that.
Yeah, it's kind of when you start kitesurfing, that's what you do. You spend all day looking at the weather. Work goes out the window and you know, everything goes out the window. It's all about the weather and actually getting out there on the beach.
So you said this is the third of this type of festival, is it?
It's the third event, yeah, that we've done. Generally, the events are done with the Irish Kitesurfing Association. So in the past, sort of the Irish Kitesurfing Association have been taking the lead on the events. And then recently, since we started the kitesurfing school here in Sligo, we've started to kind of to take over the event and kind of use it to promote kitesurfing in the area.
How did it go for you the last couple of years?
The last 2 years were really good. The first year we were out in Mullaghmore. We had a lovely sunny day, plenty of wind, so it was absolutely perfect. Last year then we moved into Ross's Point, and again it was a fabulous day. Loads of wind, nearly too much wind, but we had plenty of kitesurfers down and we got a really good competition runoff. So we were really pleased with the last two events. Hopefully we can make it happen a third time here in Ross's Point.
I hope so. What events have you got planned for this year's festival?
Well, first of all, we're hoping to do the first ever in Ireland kite racing event. So usually a kitesurfing competition consists of tricks and people showing off. That obviously doesn't suit everyone. Not everyone is as fit and sort of nimble. So we're hoping a kitesurf racing competition similar to a sailing event might kind of appeal to a few more people. So we're hoping to do that on the Saturday. On the Sunday then we have the really spectacular stuff with the pro riders down doing tricks and competing for
any big names
the title.
Coming?
Well, I suppose the biggest name in Irish kitesurfing is my cousin Eamon Armstrong. He's the current champion. And he's been the current Irish champion for the last 3 years. So apart from that, there's some really good up-and-coming riders. Sean Murphy from County Waterford. There'll be Ross Hart from Dublin and Rob from Dublin. Francois Colossi from Pure Magic Kitesurfing School in Dublin as well. So there's, you know, it's such a small sport at the moment. It's a really tight-knit community. So we're hoping that everyone will turn up and sort of no names and no international players coming yet, but maybe next year.
With the professionals now, what kind of stuff would you be seeing?
To be honest, it's hard. If you're not really familiar with the sport, it's going to look like people doing nice jumps and twirly birls and going around in circles and things like that.
It's still a good show, though.
It's a good show, yeah. So, you know, people will be jumping maybe 10, 20 foot in the air, doing rotations, things like that. It's a spectacular show. There's huge kites, maybe 12 metres worth of a sail up in the air and people jumping nearly higher than that. So it's really spectacular.